Our guest today on the What Do You Think program is Eldon Preston. He is with Thumbworks out of Marlette. He is the business services liaison. We're going to be talking about some of the things they're going to be having coming up at Thumbworks out in Marlette. And one of them in particular is for business people thinking about getting their presence on the World Wide Web. So I thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thumbworks, they are basically there to help with business and employment in the area, as I understand it.
That's exactly right. We're here to make sure that companies have the talent that they need when they need it.
And you really work both sides of the street. You help people finding a job, and you help people who are looking and people who are trying to expand their business to create more jobs.
Exactly, because it's all part of the puzzle. You have to have all the pieces in place or it doesn't work. And with the business services team, that is our primary objective, is helping our business community to be strong, and then when they need to find the talent and the help that they need, to help them get connected to the people that are here in the Thumb that have the skills they're looking for.
Okay, now you do have a program coming up, and it's one of the main reasons you wanted to come here.
That's right.
As a very familiar name to anybody who has searched on the World Wide Web, it is from the people from Google.
Yes.
Who now have a presence in Michigan. And they are making that presence known with programs like the one you're going to be offering.
Yes, they have an initiative right now. It's called Michigan Get Your Business Online. And they are going to be providing free web hosting and free domain name hosting for 1 year for any business that would like to put another website or a new website on the web. And they are going to various locations around the state to give workshops in how to make this happen, how to create your website, how to set up your domain name, and then how to use all the different Google Analytics and Google tools to make those websites work. And we are their first stop on their road tour, which is really neat.
And you were telling me before the show that we're really the most rural one that they're going to be dealing with. The rest are going to be major cities and metropolises.
That's right. We are the only small town rural area that they're even considering. The rest will be in places like Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Detroit. They are not going other rural areas. We're the only one. So this is pretty special.
Now, this obviously people need to register, because you're going to have to know how many are coming, because you have so many slots and so much materials that are going to be available. Mm-hmm. How are you set on reservations so far?
So far, we have about 18 spots left. We had a total of 60. We're down to about 18. So if someone would like to register, they need to do it right away.
And they do that by calling the Marlette office?
Yes, calling the Marlette office at 989-635-3561.
Now, tell us a little bit about the seminar, workshop,
sure.
What do they call that, workinar or whatever it is, but what is going to happen? It's pretty much a several-hour affair, obviously, because you're going to be learning stuff, and what is basically going to happen?
Sure. It will run from 9:30 in the morning until 1:15 in the afternoon, and there'll be two sections, a morning and an afternoon. One half will be covering creating your domain name, creating your website, and it will be part lecture, part hands-on. You will actually sit down at a computer lab, and by the time you walk out, you'll have your domain name registered. You'll have, hopefully, your homepage finished. If not, you'll have to finish it, continue on later, because you can log back in any time to Intuit to fill that out. And you'll be using a host of different templates. It's really very simple and easy to get the website set up. You don't need to learn any programming codes. Just go in, select the template, and you're ready to go. The second half, or the second, you could have it the first or second, depends which section you go to, but it will go through all of the Google tools, Google Analytics, Google AdWords, Google Places, the different things that Google has to make your website actually run properly and efficiently, and to make it come up better in web searches.
And most importantly, be effective.
That's right.
Because the whole point of being on there is that you want to get some traffic. You want to get noticed.
Right.
You want people stopping in.
Sure.
Now, basically, how do you determine who's going first and who's going second on these things? Is that something you decide when you get there? Or
When people register and when they call the Marlette number, then they'll get them registered. And it'll basically be split into two halves. Well, we're looking for 60 people, so we'll have 30 So what will be going on is we'll have two different areas. Half the people will be in one section first, the other half in the other section first. Then they'll just switch.
Yeah, so you'll have some people in a room with maybe a PowerPoint presentation showing them stuff, while the other people are actually on a computer doing some hands-on work to get acclimated.
Exactly. And then the second half of the day, they'll switch. So very, very simple and easy.
Who should come to this? If you have a business, is it the owner who should come, who's thinking, I need a presence on the web, or is this already after the fact that you really think you should be on the web and I need to get it done, and you should send the person who's actually going to have to do the work and keep up the site?
Yeah. If the business owner is going to assign that to somebody else, the person they're going to assign should be there. We do have, like I said, we have 18 seats left, so if the owner wants to come and the person they're going to assign, that should not be an issue. But at the very least, the person that will be doing it should be there.
Because their secondhand information isn't always the best when it comes to something complicated. And something as specific as the World Wide Web, where putting the period in the wrong place just messes everything up.
That's right.
And is there going to be a workbook out of this that you'll take home that, you don't have to be a genius in keeping notes and stuff, that a lot of this will be like a manual you can go through later on and refresh yourself and then take advantage of all the assets you can use?
Yeah, they will be receiving a quite extensive manual, workbook, whatever you would want to call it, that will come with this workshop, and that is included for free. And they'll be able to take that home with them, and it will cover how to use the templates, how to add pictures and graphics, and how not to use graphics that are so large that your website takes forever to load, and a lot of those little details will be in that booklet that comes with the class.
And what is the person's obligation in taking the class? I mean, are you signing up for a year of service with Google, this type of thing? I mean, people need to go in with their eyes open.
Yeah. To create the website, they will sign up, with Google and Intuit. They'll create a Google account and an Intuit account. And this is a partnership with Google and Intuit to bring this Michigan Getting Your Business Online promotion or event, whatever you want to call that.
Google has the server space and all the tools. Intuit has the templates for the website you want to create.
That's
so they partner in this.
That's right. They're partnering in that. Businesses will need a credit card to start. And they're not going to charge anything, but that's to verify identities. And then also, once that year does hit, if you don't cancel it out, then it will start charging onto that. But if people cancel out, there is no obligation to continue. There would be no obligation even to put the website out there live, because just because you're doing this, it doesn't go live immediately. You can get your domain name, get your website started, and then take your time getting it how you want it to be until you hit the activate button where it goes live. It's not going to be active as soon as you go to this workshop and get started.
Because there's usually a window, as far as I know, of when you get your domain name and when you get your IP address, and you can actually link to it by name rather than putting in all the ones and zeros and periods and stuff you need to get there. So there is a little time window in there.
Sure.
But is this something they're doing around the country, or is this something relatively new? I know it's probably new to Michigan if we're the first, but is this something they've done elsewhere successfully?
I believe they are going to be doing this around the country, but this is first for Michigan. And I went on the Google website, and there is a map which it looks like they are doing this all around the country. But this is their first stop for Michigan, coming here to the Thumb.
And if people are interested, again, they call your office. Only 18 seats left.
That's right.
So first come, first serve type of thing.
That's right.
How did you get this coup to come to the Thumb first?
Well, we are really fortunate to have Marv Pickler as our director. He's very creative and very on the cutting edge when it comes to the things that we do and the programs we offer. And I believe that he met up with Google at a conference, and they had a conversation, and he was able to get them to come and offer this in our area. And it's, you know, it's been, it's really good that they're going to be here.
Basically wowed their socks off of them?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
Because you are no stranger at ThumbWorks and using the internet.
No.
I mean, no. You have your all kinds of programs that utilize it, but this will be for businesses, big or small?
Any size.
Any size.
Any size.
And you aren't restricted to just that little page. If you want to do more, you can. It just may add up because you're going to have to rent more server space and the other types of things that to go along with that, like any other business.
Oh, that's right. It starts out as a basic web page, basic three-page web page.
Which is good for a lot of small businesses who just, you know, want a presence out there. If somebody searches for their names, here it comes.
That's right. Because most people, if they're, especially with the younger generations, if they're looking to find a business, they don't grab the telephone book and the yellow pages as their first choice anymore. The first choice is they go on to their smartphone or they get onto their laptop and go into Google and type that in. And what comes up is the first thing that they contact. So if you don't have a presence on the web, a lot of times you're getting missed. And one of the things that I thought was ideal would be for this small three-page website is the local little restaurants and pubs, because you could have, you know, your home page with the directions of how to get to your business. The next page could be your menu, and the third page could be your daily or weekly specials or coupons for different promotions, and it would be ideal for something like that.
And again, it helps with tourists too, because we're a very heavy tourist area for our businesses around the shoreline, and they come through Bad Axe and such. And
that's right.
People are searching as they drive down the road. They shouldn't be. The driver shouldn't be, but other people in the car sometimes do that and find out where they want to stop, where they want to stay, and all that kind of stuff. And
exactly.
If you have the presence, they can know you're there.
That's right. If somebody is searching on their smartphone driving down the road for a place to stay or
a place to eat.
That's passenger, and you don't have that website out there, you're being missed. And so, you know, we don't want that. We want as many of our businesses to get out there and to get known and to get found.
And as I understand it, Google has tools that allow the business owner to know how much activity their site is getting, to know how many hits they're getting, and so they can see that, hey, this is working for me, and then maybe I need to fine-tune something because they're only going to this page. And can target what people, the information people need.
That's exactly right. The main one for that, they call it Google Analytics, and they will be covering that. One of the sections will be using many of those tools that are out there. There are so many that they can't cover them all, but they'll cover their biggest, most used services, and Google Analytics is the best or the biggest one that people use. They're also going to cover Google Places, Google AdWords, different Google apps. And they'll cover as many as they can in that one, you know, half a day session.
Boy, sounds like a great deal. And when is this coming up again?
This will be on May 22nd.
That's a Tuesday.
Yes.
Morning till about 1:15 in the afternoon. So you can plan your day accordingly. You have to be in Marlette at the beginning of it.
Right.
And again, they register by calling your number.
Calling us at 989-635-3561.
And you have other things coming up that I know you wanted to talk about. Is there anything more about the Google program people need to know about?
Well, I think we covered that quite well. It's the last thing I would like to say on that is it's an excellent opportunity. You know, get yourself registered. We only have 18 spots left, so don't miss out. Call right away, and I think it'll be a great benefit to your business.
Because if you've been thinking about it, odds are you need it.
Yes, absolutely right.
Okay. What else have you got coming up? I know you've got your Boost program. You've done a couple of them already.
We've done the Boost programs for about 2 years now, and that's actually coming up on Monday the 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. And Boost is basically our version of like the Shark Tank television show, and where as someone with a business idea or a new service idea, you have 2 minutes to pitch your idea in front of a panel of judges. And the winners are then invited to go pitch in front of, it's called the Blue Otter Angels, which is an equity investment group out of they're based out of the Midland area, but they are investing in companies here in the Thumb. And if they like what they see, they'll negotiate some form of funding arrangement, you know, for that new startup.
And for people who are interested in this, are you looking for people who just have the idea, or are you looking for somebody to help carry the ball? Because there's two ways of going that way. And
sure.
And the angels are just basically saying it's a good idea and, you know, how are we going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I don't know that they really want to, you know, become the quarterback and do all the plays. They want you to move forward, as I would understand it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They are looking for the best concept and also the sharpest individual that can make that concept work. But the nice thing about the Blue Water Angels is they will stand beside the startups, the new ventures that they are helping with, and they will provide any kind of assistance that they can, any kind of expertise that they can provide. They will gladly do that because they want them to succeed. They want their investment to succeed and grow, so they'll help do that in any way that they can. And in the last 2 years, we've had roughly about a dozen or so startups that are in some process of negotiating their funding. And so it's pretty cool. It's quite effective. And even if people don't win, they still win because they get the feedback of the judges. We usually have about 50 people in the audience, roughly, and they all give feedback. And so it's a great way to hone your pitch as a business person. You know, if you have 2 minutes to present your product to somebody, how am I coming across? Am I effective or am I missing it? And it's a good way to find out, you know, how do people perceive my message?
Because you don't need a minute and 45 seconds on how I thought of this idea.
That's
you
right.
need to use that time to pitch it.
That's right. That's right. And the people need to learn how to pitch for different audiences. And see, that is the key with this. They're pitching to an investor on the business concept. They're not pitching, it's not like in a retail store where you're pitching somebody to buy your product. You're pitching to someone to invest in your business model, your business concept. So it's a different animal.
And do you have like help for people as they're putting this together? Because you know, a lot of people may have a good idea, but, you know, if they miss out on the execution or elocution, you know, it could be all for naught.
That's exactly right. And we do provide assistance. If they call, again, they call our number in Marlette and ask for Matt Hahn to register. And Matt will meet with them and work with them in getting prepared. And also the Small Business Technology Development Center, their counselors are also available and ready to help prepare people for giving their pitch.
Now, is this simply an enrollment type of thing, or do you kind of get so many that you've got to kind of pick and choose who you think might have an idea that will fly? Because, you know, you only have so much time, and I don't know exactly how many people are calling trying to pitch an idea.
Right. We don't turn anyone away, but when Matt works with them, he'll be honest with them and tell them, you know, how likely, you know, they are a fit, you know, for this or not. If they are completely not going to be a fit, they're not ready at all, we don't turn people away, but we'll be honest and tell them, you know, you're not ready, and you may want to consider coming back the next time. But if they do still want to come, we will not turn anyone away. And we like to have, you know, about 20 people, you know, to come and pitch. And we're pretty close to that today, but we still have openings. And so if anyone's interested, you know, they would need to call and get registered and get with Matt and talk about their concept. And
how far along do you need to be? Is it simply a concept, or do you need almost a prototype? Because sometimes showing something is a lot quicker than trying to explain it.
That's right. It can be anywhere in the process. You know, we've had people that are in the very, very beginning stages. And we've also had people that their company is up and running, and they've already got through, you know, the beginning startup stage, but now they're into the growth and expansion phase, and they need some additional assistance to help them make it to that next milestone. It can be at any level. Or there are people that have pitched that have already had successful product launches, have had successful business startups, and now they're on to their next idea, and they're starting another startup. And starting another product, another invention, or another service. So it can be anywhere along that spectrum.
And Is it usually a long process for a startup? Does this thing, if it's going to click, go fast? Or is this something that, you know, you don't quit your day job just yet?
The securing funding through the equity investment group such as Blue Otter Angel is not a quick process. It's not going to be quick at all. We've been doing this for 2 years, and we have people that are several, you know, ones that are still negotiating, you know, how they're going to fund it, how is it going to work out, what is the package going to be, and it is not quick. But it shouldn't be, because if it was quick, then it wouldn't be effective. It wouldn't be thorough. You'd have a lot more failures because things weren't thought through up front. Things weren't put in place correctly up front. And then they find out by trial and error that, oh, I wish I should have done it this way. It would have worked. Now it failed because I didn't do it right to start with. So that's why they take their time. They make sure it's done right, make sure everything is set up properly so that everybody wins.
Before you get in front of the investors, do you need to do some research to make sure that your idea is original? That somebody else out there hasn't put a patent or a copyright or something on it, and you're basically pitching somebody else's idea, and when it's all come to push and shove, somebody else is going to come along and say, the checks are mine.
Oh, definitely. Especially if it's a new invention, they definitely need to have done some of that research. A lot of the people that have pitched in the past are already past that point. They've got their patent. They've got that all settled, or it's... a lot of them are, the patent is pending. So they filed for it. It may not have been finalized, but when they file for it, it still gives them some protection. And they may have a prototype already developed, may have some of them have even have the prototype and have their packaging and everything developed. And there they come in and you can bring that in and show that. So it varies, but the main thing is to get out there and get practicing, get pitching that concept, and get rolling with it.
And do you do the whole gambit of things, or are you looking mainly for things that are manufactured? Are you looking for maybe something like, you know, Mrs. Brown's cookies, or do you do the whole spectrum, or is it more you're looking for things that can be quote-unquote manufactured?
The whole spectrum. We have had everything from... one of them was called the People's Pierogi Collective, which they were one of the top three winners a year and a half ago, I believe. And they produce a line of fresh packaged pierogies where you can go onto their website and request, I want it with this type of filling. And they go down, what they've been doing is they're on at Eastern Market on a certain day of the week. They email into this website. Say, hey, I'd like it with this kind of filling. She sends them back, okay, I'll be here at 10 o'clock in Eastern Market. I'll have your pierogies with your special fillings on that day. And her business has just been flourishing. And so now they're going to the next level, packaging for, you know, going into retail stores. And so that's why she came and pitched to take herself to the next level. We've had something called Sambuca Tea, which is, I believe it's like a fermented sweet tea. And they pitched. We've had someone that... we've had a couple different new wineries come and pitch. We've also had different manufactured products. One was a line of security products, a new type of deadbolt, and security products for residential and commercial doors that are virtually break-in proof. And so, I mean, it's a whole gamut of products, food products, drink, you know, like the teas and the wines. Anything that can be produced, manufactured, consumed, anything like that. So, wide open.
So it's not just taking an existing product and putting a clock in it.
No, nothing like nothing like that. One of the things they look for is it innovative? Is it new? Is it unique? And we haven't had anybody pitch something like that, but if they did, they would not win. You know, it has to be something that is unique and creative.
Okay. And you do this every once in a while, so if you don't have, you're not quite to that point yet,
that's right,
keep in touch with maybe your website, and you'll let them know when there's going to be another thumb boost coming up that they may be able to apply for.
That's right. We do this twice a year, spring and fall. So this is our spring thumb boost, again on May 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Our next one will be coming up in the fall. I can't tell you the date on that yet, but just contact us, you know, a little... oh, say in August, and then we would, by that time, we would definitely have the date for the fall event.
And are these done in Marlette?
Yes, they are. Yes.
At your facility?
Yes.
Okay. You also have something else coming up you wanted to discuss, and it's for the people who have to deal with customers.
That's right.
Who are always right, even when they're not.
That's right. That's right. I've got a different, I heard a quote the other day, and I like it even better, that the customer's always right. I like this new one. The customer isn't always right, but they're never wrong. And I like that a little better, because you know what? You may be right, but if you argue with them and prove them wrong, guess what? You lost them as a customer. So in the end, you still lose. So it's never wise to argue with the customer, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, this one is called the Customer Service Boot Camp, and that's coming up on May 31st.
Yeah. And what is the boot camp about? Is this just giving you how to deal with people under certain circumstances, under all circumstances? Is it sort of like Ramsay's Kitchen, where he's in your face and says, "What are you doing?" That type of thing.
I would say probably somewhere in the middle. It's 2 hours long, so obviously in 2 hours they can't cover every single scenario.
Right.
But it will be an overview of the different type of situations that you'll face in the business or service sector in some way, private or public. And because anyone that walks through your door is a customer. If you're a for-profit business, or if you're a nonprofit or a school or a hospital, they're still customers. And but in that 2 hours, yes, it will be role play. It will be exercises where you're put into different situations. And I know Dennis Beeson does a fantastic job, and he will tell you, you know, he's not going to be afraid to lay it on the line. And he's not going to be like Ramsay, where it's going to be just right in your face, but he will be honest and tell you that, you know what, in that situation, if this was real life and I was walking into your store and you handled it like that, you know, I may not be back the second time. So here's how you should have handled it.
Well, and I may tell my friends and none of them will come here the first time.
That's true.
That's how reputations are born.
That's right. And those of us that have ran businesses, we know that the happy, satisfied customer may not tell anybody. But if you have one customer that is unhappy or you anger in some way, they'll tell everybody they know. And it's unfortunate that people do that, but that's just human nature. If we're unhappy, we will spread it. And it happens every day in business.
Now, who should go to this? Is it the person in the company that's in charge of making sure customer service is right, or the actual people who are going to be doing the customer service? Because there's, you know, a little difference in that.
There's a little difference, and I would say both. Because, you know, if the person is in charge of providing customer service, if they're a little bit out of line, they're going to be multiplied by everyone that they're supervising. So if someone is in charge of customer service, by all means, that person should definitely be there. But also the ones that are the frontline people providing the customer service should be there as well. And it can be business owners. It can be, you know, if you have some new hires that you want to send them to this, you know, when they're first starting out, or people that have been with you for a while and they might need a little brushing up, because we can all use brushing up once in a while.
Is he going to be doing it more for people who deal with people face to face? Because a lot of today's work is done over the phone.
Sure.
And even the internet. I mean, there's a whole, I would imagine, finesse to that as well.
Oh, definitely. And I'm sure he'll cover all those different scenarios. It's meant to be a broad-based customer service in general. So, yeah, there's a lot of customer service which is over the phone, which is... So, yeah, he'll cover those scenarios, I'm sure, as well.
Because you have to find the balance there with, you know, trying to meet the customer's needs while maintaining what you really can do for them.
That's right.
Because expectations and reality don't always mesh.
That's right. Well, I mean, that is the integrity is the core of customer service. If you tell something to a customer because you think that's what they want to hear, but you really can't deliver that, that's not customer service. You know, so presenting something, yes, we can deliver this, that's at the core. You can't promise something you can't deliver. And so that's going to be at the core of this as well, is you don't promise what you can't deliver. Under-promise, over-deliver is going to be at the core of this program.
And does he help people find ways to diffuse anger when people come in? I mean, you know, people come in, and by the time they're in there face-to-face and they're in your face, I mean, there must be tools and keys you can use to try and diffuse that, not just by simply saying, well, I didn't do it. I mean, there's got to be, because that doesn't really go over very well with some people. So, no. I mean, he must be teaching tools and tricks of the trade that can help steer this into a better outcome.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be covering those things like that, and also things to help you maintain your self-control, maintain your composure, because if someone, like you said, is coming in already angry, they're already primed for a fight, it's not always easy to maintain your own composure. Our own natural instinct is to respond in kind, and it takes a lot of self-control to not respond in kind, and to keep yourself under control and to grin and bear it, you know, so to speak.
But you can grin and bear it a lot better if you feel you have the tools that are going to work.
Yes.
As opposed to just having to sit there and take it because I don't know what to say to this person. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're angry.
Yeah. I'm sure he's going to cover a lot of those things, and that is one of the main reasons why people need to come to this. So they have the tools, so when they get into an uncomfortable situation, they can maintain their composure and they can handle it in an appropriate professional manner.
I suppose he'll also give them clues as to when things might be going a bit too far on the customer's end, and you may need to hit the button under the desk and get somebody there to help you.
Oh yeah, almost definitely.
Because things can escalate very quickly.
Oh yeah.
And if they're not using the tools right, then things could go very weird very quickly.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he'll cover, you know, those type of things, when to sense. Like you said, when to call somebody in. Also, you know, how to sense the direction it's going. You know, if the things you're saying aren't helping. You know, if the things you're saying are escalating instead of de-escalating, you know, to monitor that interaction. And, oh, I better take a different tact. You know, that's not quite working. Let me try this and see how that works. And he'll cover all those things, I'm sure.
As much as he can in the time allotted.
Yes. And in 2 hours, you can't cover everything in 2 hours.
But he can give you some good tips as to the way you should, and maybe more importantly, the way you shouldn't deal with things.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you learn a lot more from others' mistakes.
Oh, most definitely.
Seeing how it goes wrong. And is there a cost to this? This sounds like the gentleman knows his business and probably is coming here from some faraway land and will need to be compensated.
Yes, there's a small cost for this. It's $49.95, but for business training, you know, that is still a very good value. And Dennis, with New Edge Technology, Dennis Beeson, he does a very nice job. His workshops they're very timely, they're very appropriate, and he really, really brings out the things people need to know to be able to provide good customer service.
Does he provide some materials with it that people will be able to take home and review? Because sometimes 2 hours goes by real fast, and you know you do want to remember it.
Sure, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there will be something they'll be able to take home.
He sounds like he could be an author of some kind.
Actually, I couldn't tell you the name of it, but I know he does have at least a book in the works if it's not published yet.
Yeah.
So if he is not an author, he will be soon.
Probably talking about what he knows best when he
does
it.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And these are just some of the programs you have at ThumbWorks. You've got the interviews on the web, another access you do on the internet where you have people give their online interviews, and you get sometimes 20, 30 businesses looking in to see the candidates you've got.
Oh, definitely. That's our virtual job fairs. Now, that is really on the cutting edge. We're the only Michigan Works across the whole state doing anything like this. We're probably the only one-stop system in the whole country doing anything like this. Because there are places out there that do, they call them virtual job fairs. What they typically are is you go onto a website, log on with your laptop and your webcam, and you stare into your webcam and answer some questions as they come up on the screen. This is not that at all. We actually have, it's called Turner Arts, which is a video production company from Pigeon, Michigan. And they come out, set up a television studio, and we have a professional interviewer, and it is actually real interviews with a real interviewer, and the businesses get to be a fly on the wall and watch this interview as it takes place, and each interview is 5 minutes long.
Do they have an opportunity on their laptop to maybe pose a question that might be pertinent to what their potential job is?
Mm-hmm. We do have a live chat that is going on, but we have not gotten to the point where we take questions live on the fly. The interviewer, people that register, we have them send us their electronic resumes ahead of time. We send those out to the interviewer. We try to, you know, a week ahead of time if we can, if all of the resumes have come in. And so she reviews those ahead of time and bases the questions based on their resume. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we may add that feature in the future, but at this point it is not.
And it's hard to do in the short amount of time they have to talk, because you've got several people lined up and you can't make it too long, or, you know, businesses won't be sticking around. They want to, you know, they probably make up their minds pretty quickly when they see someone, if this is someone that fits me or not. And if you're getting too many that don't seem to fit, it's like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got to keep them happy.
That's right. Well, one of the beauties of our virtual job fairs is they can watch it live, but they can also go back and look at the archive version for an entire month. So if you're watching it live and you see someone you like, but maybe you're not the final decision maker, you can go, you know, go grab the plant manager and say, here, come into my office. I want to have you take a look at this person. Bring up the website, go to the archive version, bring up that person's clip. Here, what do you think? And, you know, it works really well for that. Or if companies that have multiple locations, they can go on. And for one example is, Home Depot is starting to look at these virtual job fairs. A lot of their decisions are made out of their Atlanta office. So someone in one of the local Home Depot, say the store in Lapeer that we work with, they see someone they like, they can bring up the clip, and then all they would have to do is call up the HR person down at their main office in Atlanta and tell them the link to go to the clip, bring it up. What do you think? I really like this person. And so, I mean, for multi-location businesses, it's going to be a really good technology, you know, for them.
And if people have any questions, call the office and find out about all the other things you do, because we're just scratching the surface here on a lot of the things you do there.
Oh, we have services every month, different special programs for the business community. We call it Experience the E. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and we have a different topic every month, different workshop, different class. And these virtual job fairs are the last Tuesday of the month. And but we have also different things that are coming up all the time.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to talk with us. And again, the big push you had here was on the Google thing. When is that happening? And people, you only have 18 slots left. So if you want to get involved in this with your business, you need to let them know right away.
That's right. That's coming up on Tuesday, May 22nd. And please contact us to get registered, and we'll make sure that you get your spot. And it's an excellent opportunity. Please take advantage of it if you do need a website.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Painless?
That's right.
Hey. Our guest today on the program has been Eldon Preston from Thumb Works. He's the business services liaison. I'm talking about things coming up like the Google program for Get Your Business Online, also the Thumb Boost Spring Edition 2012, and the Customer Service Bootcamp. You can find out more about this by calling Thumb Works office down in Marlette. And coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.